Soku isika disendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zihlobo, siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Ku Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Wala mlalela ngenjabulo emsakazweni we Studio 7 ngolwesihlanu mhla ka 25 Mfumfu 2024. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje,
kubolwawo ama-sanctions abawazi bona ngoba isicathulo sifuthela lo osigqokileyo. Ama-sanctions lawo ngabe ayengelancedo ephonga kuba ngama-sanctions babengasoze bawafake.
Amalunga e-Broad Alliance Against Sanctions athengisela phandle kwesigodlo sempeleka eZimbabwe esithi kumele zesule ezithezo zenoto ezethezwa inkokheli yebandla leZANU-PF.
Singabo baba nje sikubeke siye eqinisweni, asizwani lezinto zokuya emtholampilo lezi. Yikho okunye okuzayenza ukuthi i-breast cancer le ithatha imphefumulo yabanye bethu singabo baba.
Kuqhutshwa umkhankaso wokulimukisa abesilisa ngemvukuzane yebele. Umalayitha badlala umdlalo wenguqu okuphathisana emsebenzini lokuphatha kahle uZulu. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye ziyalandela. Kula bantu bathengizeleyo lamhla phambi kwesigodlo seMelika eHarare besola izijeziso abathi zetheswa eZimbabwe yilelo lizwe ngosuku lwe-SADC Anti-Sanctions Day lamhla eliqondane lalolu daba. Kodwa umeli wesigodlo seMelika, uNkosikazi Pamela Tremont, ugcizelele ukuthi izijeziso azetheswanga abantu beZimbabwe bonke kodwa abalutshwane kuphela lamankampani athile, njalo kufanele uhulumende alwisane lenkohlakalo elizweni lonke jikelele eyiyo ebangela ukuwa komnotho. Lokhu kwenzakala ibandla leZANU-PF lisungule umhlangano walo we-annual National People's Conference namhla koBulawayo, lapho umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa akhulume khona ngokuthi kube lokubambana ebandleni lakhe. Uthe uhulumende uzaqedisa uhlelo lwamanzi ngokwakha idamu leGwayishangani, njalo wancuma lezinduna ngodaba lokukhula kundi. Ukuze sihlaziye lolu daba, usithandekile mhlango weStudio 7 uqoqele lelunga leZANU-PF uMnumzana Witness Dube, yena obesanda kusayina iphepha lepetition elisola izijeziso zenotho.
Yikuthi laso isigodlo seMelika siyehluleka ukuthi sizigeze ngokupheleleyo ekuthini awakho. Siyavuma ukuthi akhona, sibe sesitsho ukuthi abamba obani, abamba inhlangothi zamakhampani ziphi. Kodwa udubo lwawo ama-sanctions abawazi bona ngoba isicathulo sifuthela lo osigqokileyo. Ama-sanctions lawo ngabe ayengelancedo ephonga kuba ngama-sanctions babengasoze bawafake eZimbabwe. Okwenza ukuthi belokhu bewafakile bengawakhiphi yikuthi bayakwazi ukuthi azwisa ubuhlungu ilizwe leZimbabwe, njalo angumzamo wokuthi afuqe abantwana beZimbabwe ukuthi bavukele uhulumende. Lokho yinto esegcekeni, bavika umunwe entweni engavikekiyo. Ungathatha njengomzekeliso wokuthi amabank eZimbabwe kawafakwa ku-visa system international, okunjengokuthi awungeki uthenge into ye-America directly from ibank yalapha ngoba akakuvunyelwa khonokho ngokomthetho wama-sanctions. Osokusitsho ukuthi umuntu noma efuna into eqakatheke kangakanani kwele America kumbe ezindaweni okusetshenziswa amabhenki e-America la kwamanye amazwe nje, awungeke uyithenge leyo nto usuka ekhampanini yakho. Sokumele udinge abanye abantu abaza kuthengela ukuzayenza ukuthi leyo nto idule ibuye sivela kwamanye amazwe, into ezikanjalo nje. Futhi lakho bangakuboni ukuthi yikho okwenzakalayo, bayakuvala khonokho. Zibotshaniswa umsila, bachisa usiba lwethendele, babe sebevika ngomunwe, bachaya inja befihla umphini. Ogavana be-Reserve Bank abakwazi ukusayina izivumelwano ezinkulu kakhulu eziletha imali elizweni ngokuthi bengabantu ababe bethiwa bakuma-list ama-sanctions. So silaso isitha esijame emnyango okokuthi nxa abantu bengabambananga, nxa abantu bengalalisa inkophe, nxa abantu bengaswela ukuhlakanipha bacabange ngezisu, ilizwe leZimbabwe liyabuyela ekuhluphekeni kweminyaka leminyaka ngeminyaka okwenzakalayo kungakabonakali uzibuse ka 1980 owabuya lebandla elibusayo elezano PF lona eligoqela elikababa umqabuko unkomo elezapho.
Uqhubeke njani umhlangano weconference khona ngapho kobulawayo? Emenye imbiko ithi kulokungazwisisani phakathi kwebandla lezano PF.
Ngingakutshela khona nje njengelunga lebandla elijabulela okwenzakala emzini wakobulawayo iconference lay. Lokho okukhulunywayo okokuthi kuyalwiwa akuzwanwanwa. Khona ibandla lengasanyewa, lingasakhulunywa, hatshi kutsho ukuthi sokufiwe. Vele abantu bazahlala bekhuluma into ezingekho ngoba bayafisa ukuthi ngabe kukhona konke khonoko. Kodwa thina esiphakathi kwebandla lezano PF lathi siyabe sibala kuma newspaper sibe sesibona ukuthi ngabantu ababe belesizungu babe sebedinga nje ukuthi benze inganekwana ngebandla ngento ezingekho. Yikho bona ibandla lihlala inqoba nje ukhetho lonke ngomva kokuthi kukhulunywe ezinjengazonezi abantu baze baginqe nje bekhuluma into engekho ebandleni lezano PF. Ngiphakathi mina kuzano PF angikakuzwa, angezwa umuntu othi kasilwe lobani kumbe kuthe.
Lo ngumnumzana uWitness Dube, ilunga lebandla lezano PF, bexoxa ecingweni losidalela emhlangano weStudio 7 ekobulawayo. Abaphikisayo bathi okwenzakala eZimbabwe kutshaywe kukhulunywe kuhle ngu-ambassador Tremont othi ubukhohlakalo lokunye yikho obhidliza umnotho wakwele Zimbabwe.
The Voice of America, VOA.
Abezindaba abeNewswire babika ukuba intengo yempahla etshiyeneyo phakathi kukampandula lomfumfu kukhuphuke isuka kokuyisilinganiso sokubika phose okuyisithupha ekhulwini 5.8% kusiya kwisilinganiso sokufika phose amajuma amane ekhulwini 37.2%. Abezindaba laba babika ukuba lokhu kubangelwe yikuwa kwesisindo seZimbabwe Gold kumbe iZiG okwenziwa libhanga leReserve Bank of Zimbabwe. Mhlaka 27 Mpandula, ibhanga leli lawisa isisindo seZiG ngokwedlula kancane okuyisilinganiso sokungamajumi amane ekhulwini 43%. Ukuze sihlaziye udaba lolu sixoxele lomnumzana Stevenson Dlamini, ingcwethi kwezenotho esebenza ekolijini lemfundo yaphezulu i-National University of Science and Technology, lapho kukhuluma ezimele.
Lokhu kutsho ukuthi isisindo semali esenzuzo yethu siyehlile, yikho singakuchasisa ukuthi inflation. Kutsho ukuthi ngenxa yokuthi imali yakithi iwile isisindo ngenyanga ephelileyo phose ngesigaba esiphose sayihafula isisindo sayo. Lokhu kusuka kubangela ukuthi le ntengo yempahla emavinkilini ikhuphuke. Ikhuphuke ngezinga eliphezulu elihambisana lokuwa kwesisindo semali yakithi. Kutsho ukuthi imali kade siyihola kulaba abahola imali yeZiG isiyehlile isisindo sayo. Sithenga impahla ezinlutshwane kulalokhu kade kuthenga inyanga ngenyanga.
Singathi-ke umuntu onjengawe sibili khonapho-ke ohola eNust, singathi imali igugudeke kanganani nxa ungasitshela abantu kuzithi bebona umzekeliso ukuthi hayi kunje kunje?
Ngathi imali iphose igugudeke ngengxenye yayo esingathi ihafu yemali ekade siyihola. Kutho ukuthi nxa impahla ade yisenelisa ukuzithenga ezegrosari ekade yizanelisa ngenyanga ephelileyo, angisenelisi ukuthenga impahla ezidinganayo, sengikwanisa ukuthenga ihafu yempahla leziyana akade yizithenga imali ingawo yeZiG.
Ye, kuyavimbeka yini khonoko kumbe kuyaqhubeka kunjalo?
Hayi, kuyavimbeka ngoba kule mbangela ehle yabonakala. Imbangela ibonakele ngoba yikho kube yikuwa kwesisindo kunyanga eyodwa. Sikhangele ukuthi kunyanga ezizayo, hayi, kuzaba lokuvimbeka okuthize. Ngoba kunanzelelekile ukuthi kusuke kwaba lokudindeka kwemali eningi kulale yathi cathenge. Ngakho yikho kusuke kwabangela ukuthi isisindo siwe. Kodwa kusiya phambili asithembisile ukuthi ayisoziwe lanxa siyicubungulisisa. Asikhangelanga ukuthi kuzaba lento enkulu ezaletha ukudinda kwemali enkulu kunyanga lezi ezibuyayo. Sibona hayi kube yinto ethe gqi ezakimi embijalo.
Akusoze kufanele le bhondi kumbe labo bearers take konke khonokho?
Lapho yikho esesilovalo khona esifisa ukuthi basethembise ngoba hey gives sokunzima ukuthi sithwe ngesiqiniseko ukuthi akusoze kuye fika khona phana okwafika khona ezinye. Kodwa sithi yesinanzelele ukuthi usiyafika umfalakazi kuyabe kuminjani. Kunzima ukuthi sihle sitsho sibili njengoba sasivele sithembile ukuthi ayisozinyiki. Ngale sizathi sokuzima ukuthi sitsho ngobuqothi ukuthi hhayi ayisoze ijike kodwa hhayi ithemba sisaselayo.
Lo ngumnumzana Stephen Zone Dlamini, ingcwedi kwezomnotho esebenza ekolejini leNational University of Science and Technology, ubeqoqa leStudio 7 ekobulawayo. Ngesikhathi umhlaba wonke uqhuba umkhankaso we-Breast Cancer Awareness Month, abesilisa abazibiza ngokuthi Men in Heels kumbe amadoda agqoke uqhwa akangasela ukuba abesilisa behlolwe imvukuzane yebele elakho ukubahlasela njengabesifazane. Uthi uzokhumala usipha lolu daba eseJohannesburg kwele-South Africa.
La madoda avunula aphelele ngaboqhwa iziketi zepinki lezikipa ezimhlophe azihambele etshatshalazini engagqize qhakala. Umsunguli wenkampani yezokuxhumana eye-Black Cherry Management Holdings, unkosazana Lerato Molete, uthi inhloso yale imvunulo yikukhanga iso labesilisa bese kutholakala ithuba lokubalimukisa ngokuthi labo bayahlaselwa imvukuzane yamabele ngakho kufuze bayehlolwa.
Ngibona ukudikeka okuthi abo baba baye esibhedlela bazowusheka i-prostate health yabo ne-breast health yabo because i-breast and i-prostate health inali link. So it's important for abo baba to go and test early so that bavikeleke.
Iningi labesilisa beZimbabwe abakhulumele Studio 7 bathi ngokuqala ukuzwa ukuthi amadoda lawo ayahlaselwa imvukuzane yamabele. Isizalwane seZimbabwe umnumzana Gretman Mkhwebu uthi zindaba ezethusayo kakhulu.
Yes, bekumkhuhlane engiwazi ukuthi umkhuhlane ohlasela kakhulu abesimama. Kodwa ukuthi usubuye usuzotshala ngapha kobaba hayi angakaze ngizwe impela.
Esinye isizalwane seZimbabwe umnumzana Khulekani Nyoni owaziwa kakhulu ngokuthi Musigidi laye uthi ngokuqala ukuzwa lokho.
Singabobaba sinenkinga eyodwa, silohlupho olulodwa olokuthi thina singabobaba nje sikubeke siyeqinisweni asizwani lezi zinto zokuya emtholampilo lezi. Yikho okunye okuzayenza ukuthi i-breast cancer le ithatha imphefumulo yabanye bethu singabobaba.
Isizalwane sakwele South Africa umnumzana David Lucas owahlaselwa imvukuzane kabili ngomunye wabakhokhela lo umkhankaso wabokuqwa.
You owe it to yourself to look after yourself.
Ufanele uzinakekele, uzithande. Lokhu uwenzelela labo abakuthandayo ngoba abaningi abakuthandayo emulini lasemphakathini.
Esinye njalo isizalwane sakwele South Africa unkosazana Annelina Madiba uthi wafelwa nguyise ngenxa yemvukuzane ngemva kokuphuza ukuthola usizo lokwelatshwa.
Ubaba mbeka ne-prostate cancer angafuni treatment ngalesikhathi kumele ukuthi aye for i-treatment. It was already too late. Umalume wami wamthatha wamisa esibhedlele for i-treatment but it was already too late.
Le yinto egcizelelwa ngumnumzana Kwena Mwabelo.
We must go and see a doctor when you're not feeling well because asikhulumi asithandi ukukhuluma ngento ze ukugula and so on and so forth.
Umongikazi unkosikazi Zinhle Sithole osebenza njalo kakhulu lenhlanganiso ye Cancer Association of South Africa ukhuthaza abesilisa ukuthi bazifundise ukuhlala besiyahlolelwa imvukuzane yamabele kanye leminye imihlobo yemvukuzane kanye phakathi kweminyaka emibili.
Kubalulekile ukuthi indoda inakekele ibheke ukuthi akukho ushintsho emabeleni wakhe.
Ngokutsho kohlangothi lwezibalo zikahulumende iStatistics South Africa phakathi kwa 2008 kusiya ku 2019 kube labantu abazinkulungwane ezingamachumi achiyagalombili lanhlanu 85,000 ababanjwe umkhuhlane wemvukuzane kwele South Africa. Leli nani kucatshangelwa ukuthi khathesi selisedlula inkulungwane ezilikhulu. Ngimele Studio 7 eJohannesburg kwele South Africa nginguThuso Khumalo.
Sizizwe ezivela kwamanye amazwe ngamafitshane. Umnumzana Anthony Blinken, umphathintambo wohlangothi lukahulumende weMelika olubukula ngokudlelana lamanye amazwe, namhla uqhube umhlangano lomkhokheli kahulumende wakwele-Lebanon waxoxa ngempi ephakathi kwelizwe leli lele-Israyeli. Lokhu kubikwa ngabezindaba abe-Reuters. Abezindaba abe-Associated Press wabika ukuba abazahlola ukhetho oluzaqhutshwa kwele Botswana sebeselizweni leli bakhokela iqula le-SADC ele-Commonwealth lele-African Union. Le yi-Studio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisizwa siphuma ngapha eVoice of America eWashington. Sikasizwe imibono kahulumende weMelika. Ele Israel labulala umkhokeli weHamas uyaya sinwa elithi nguye owaqoqa iHamas yahlasela ilizwe leli mhla ziyisikhombisa kumphumfu nyakenye lapho kwathunjwa khona izizalwane zakwale-Israel lezakwamanye amazwe. Kusandla kubulawa usinwa, umsekeli kamongameli unkosikazi Kamala Harris wathi umhlaba wonke jikelele usukhangele kangcono ngokubulawa kwakhe. Ele-Israel selabulala inkokheli yeHamas egoqela u-Ismail Haniyeh, wayekhokhela uhlangothi lweHamas olwezombusazwe kanye lebutho leHezbollah kwele-Lebanon. Unkosikazi Harris wathi usinwa wabulala abantu abedlula inkulungwane lengxenye 1200 kwele-Israel njalo wayelegazi ezandleni zakhe ngoba wabulala waphinda wathumba abadabuka kwele-Melika lezizalwane zakwele-Israel abangamakhulu amabili namajumi amahlanu 250. Uthi abanye babo lokhu ebesaphila kube labanye njalo asebadlula emhlabeni ngenxa yeHamas. Unkosikazi Harris uthi ukuhlaselwa kwele-Israel yeHamas yikho kwabangela impi ephakathi kwele-Israel yeHamas eGaza osekubulewe abantu abaningi. Uthi bonke ababulala labethusela izizalwane zeMelika bazadingwa bebulawe njengosinwa labanye eGaza kwele-Lebanon lawamanye amazwe. Uphinde wathi ele-Israel lilelungelo lokuzivikela ngakho-ke kumele yehlulwe iHamas. Unkosikazi Harris uthi lokhu kungenzakala kuzakhulula abantu abahlala eGaza abasezandleni zeHamas. Uthi eleMelika lifuna kube lokuthula emhlabeni wonke jikelele ukuze abantu behlale bekhululekile. Le yimibono kahulumende weMelika. Wezemidlalo omalayitsha baziwa kakhulu ngokuba izigilamkuba emgwaqweni. Kulabathethisa labatshaya abagada izimota labanye abenza okunye okungathakazelelwa nguZulu. Kodwa bakubone kufanele ukuba bekulungise lokhu. Bebethe gwaqa enkundleni yemidlalo eJolojo bedlala umdlalo wenguqu besenzela ukuxoxisana ngokuphatha abantu njalo lokusebenza bebambene. Ungqwele Dube weStudio 7 usephala lodaba.
Bekuthunga uthule enkundleni yeJolojo Business Center ngolwesithathu lapho umalayitsha abangamajuma ayisithupha 60 akade bebumbe amaqembu amane banqikilana kumdlalo wenguqu. Omalayitsha laba bagoqela abahlala eJolojo lePlumtree bathi sebele minyaka emithathu behlangana bejova inguqu. Omunye wabaqoqi walomdlalo lo umnumzana Shepherd Bule uthi badinga indlela yokwakha ubudlelwano.
Omalatsha be-every week, omalatsha be-fortnight, omalatsha be-plumtree, omalatsha bakunguzi. Singama-team angu-4. Itournament lesi si-3 siyenza. And then namhlanje sikhona apha umnyaka wesi-3. Saqala siyenza si-2, singomalatsha be-viki namalatsha be-fortnight. Kathesi sibaningi sizobamalatsha be-plumtree namalatsha be-kunzi.
Ubhule uthi kodwa kudlalelwa amahhala ngoba iqembu linye ngalinye likhipha inkulungwane ezimbili lengxenye zamarandi eSouth Africa 2500 rands efakwa engcebethini.
Sikhangelela ukuthi team ezawina ithathe 7500 and then ezaluza kufinali ithathe 2000 then abaluze kusemfanele abatholile indlela yokuzijabulisa ngayo.
Lokhu kufakazwe ngumnumzana Melusi Ncube laye ongumalayitsha.
Injongo kade kuyinjabulo kunye nokwazana ukuthi njengabasizi bomphakathi mhlawumbe bangathola omunye ele-breakdown endleleni kube lula ukuthi sixhasane sazane njengoba sisazana kunje. Injongo yethu ukuthi nje abantu beyazana kungabi lo msindo ezindleleni ma singaphambanisana kube khona nje into yethu ibe yenhle nje njengabantu abayazana.
Umnumzana Gift Inkomo oyisakhamuzi seCholocho uthi kuyajabulisa ukubona omalayitsha bebambene kungela budlwangudlwangu.
Siyakhulekta abantu beCholocho nabeplamti ngisho ukuthi nabo bayaqhubeka ngelinanga babizela bonkayi ebopane kuhlangana nje kwenza sifune sibonana ukuthi ano weare not enemies but we are wanted. So ama-tournament anjesiinga mina ngiyawahlonipha lapho.
Upule uphinde wathi bathethe leli thuba ukuba bathoze uthi umnyaka suphela kungela amalayitsha weCholocho obhubhileyo engozini yomgwaqo. Upule uthe bayafisa ukuthi bavuse iqembu lenguqu eCholocho elingakhuphuka liyedlala ezingeni eliphezulu ele-Premier Soccer League njengalelo elalikhona kuleyo ndawo eminyaka edluleyo.
Asiyafisa kakhulu because vele omalayitsha banewala amathimu abamancane balokulenza ama-tournament behambe eplamthi naphingati. Siyafisa vele ukuthuthukisa indawo yakithi, sifisa kakhulu ukuthi indawo yakithi ithuthuke.
Omalayitsha laba basebenza kakhulu emathebeleleni lapho abathwala khona impahla etshiyeneyo abayithwala besuka kumbe besiya kwele South Africa. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseCholocho, ngingungqwele Dube.
Songe sikhathi sokuzwa imibono yenu linabalaleli beStudio 7 elisithumela yona ngeWhatsApp.
Studio 7, njani basakazi bami? Hayi, sibona nje umongameli lo nangakho uswakisa amahloni kwamanye amazwe mani. Mayezohalalisela omunye umuntu ukuthi upresident waseMozambique ukuthi uwinini. Kukanti-ke bona abazokhethwe eMozambique abakakhulumi lutho, sokuyokhuluma yena. Nangakho kahle kahle yena uyini? Uyena ukhomishina na waseMozambique la lokho kulihlazo, ulihlazo kakhulu impento enziwe. Nangakho bonisa sobala ukuthi umuntu nje wodlame, nje umuntu odlame impela, uchepe senonke weSADC izoyenza amanyala nje. Haya, lokho impela kufakisa amahloni mani. Kuyabonisa nje ukuthi umuntu nje ongenalo ulwazi, akanayo impila kahle nabantu phela. Lokho lihlazo manazi into le isehlisa isithunzi singabantu bezimbabwe.
Sanibonani, sanibonani beStudio 7, sanibonani obaba uNtungameli lobaba uGibbs uDube. Siyabonga bakithi ngokusinikeza indaba eziba neqiniso esikhathi esiningi. Yes, phinde sibonge laphana ubaba uEzra Chisa ngakho konke akwenzile emngcwabeni ukuze kubekwe ugogodo uRose obe umuntu obesimthanda sonke singaka ebantwini bakwaMthwakazi. Ugogo bakithi obekwazi ukukhuluma iqiniso njengoba linjalo, obekwazi ukukhuluma la okubuhlungu khona ukuthi la siyacindezelwa, la siyathathelwa into zethu, la sithathelwa lemsebenzi yethu. Hayi, ubekhuluma bakithi ugogo. And futhi mphinde ngibonge ubaba uEzra laphana ukusikhulumela ikakhulu kubona inkinga esidibana nayo empilo. Impilo bakithi sisiqedele ihlobo. Kulatshwa abantu imkhuhlane rongo laphana ukugijinyiswe uhanjiswe kodokotela emasejari ukuthiwe lokhu zeni imshini kabalayo laphana esibhedlela, inkalakatha yesibhedlela impela ku-second largest city.
Abantu bakithi linjani? Linjani ukuphila lonke ngezindawo ngezindawo, ikakhulu abelupane esigabeni semalunku lapho? Ibingelelwa yimi usobhukweni uMahlangu olithanda kakhulu. Ngithi seliyithengile yini inhlanyelo injani ukudula lonyaka? Seliyithengile yini umquba emasimini izihlobo zami? Ngithi ngiyalithanda lonke bantu bemalunku lapho, ikakhulu umalumami lapho samthulisa uPaul Ngwenya, lo mdala undefula lapho sathulani, lo Jabulani Ngwenya lapho umza wami. Ngibingelele saphray lapho umde onke nje abemalunku lapho. Ngithi liyaphila yini? Injani la ngikutshisa hlobo zami, liphilile yini? Kodwa ngiyalikhumbula.
Labo ngabanye babalaleli beStudio 7 besipha imbono yabo.
It was a Friday, my darling. Woza Friday.
Wuliviki uhlelo Woza Fridays lomculo wakobulawayo Alois Ncube uhamba ngegama lakhe kwezomculo elithi Alo the Rapper, ocula umdumo we-Afro Trap Music. asuzeni xoxa lomsakazi we Studio 7 uEzra Jesus Banda.
Elevating my way to my faith. Last time I checked, China would tell her best big and love for me. My Jesus is the best. Keep it in goma, the color, but ballet.
Zingoma ezihlabisa usinga ngoba zigcile entabeni yemvelo zivela kuAlozi rapper yena ke udabuka
ngazalelwe eMatopo endaweni yasenjelele ngafunda endaweni yase-22 ngase ngifunda lesendaweni yaseGwanda eMahongo kuthiwa kusemandiwongola istage name yami ethi Alozi rapper yabuya egameni lami lokuzalwa elithi Alozi Ncube so ngase ngithola khona ukuthi ukuze kube lula ukuthi umuntu angezwisise ukuthi ibizo lami labo yakuphi ngase ngiquma igama lami lokuzalwa.
Seleminyaka ethize icula uAlo esebenza labanye wona umculo wakhe ubizani
kuthiwa yi-afro trap or i-tribal trap kumbe i-digital maskandi. Ngisebenze lo Cliff Jeans, lo Fab Jim mshana kagogo, ibhubesa elimhlophe, umathenga wezinkanyamba music productions, uFuel of Key Productions. Ngiqale ukucula ngo-2020 kwathi ngo-2023 ngakhupha ke idlalade lami lakuqala eliqukethe ingoma as is sheer
calling. Who could not have a over room than that would go to Alois?
Inspiration yam ngayithola kusijava, ngayithola naku Big Zulu. Abantu umculo wami hayi bawamkela ngezandla ezifudumele impela. Njengomuntu ocula ingoma esihlabiso singa ezigcwele kakhulu enkabeni yemvelo, abantu bayamkela kakhulu umculo, bathi bayakuthakazelela ukuzwa isiko livuselelwa ngomculo.
Chaka somnyama inkosi enemnyama isilo sobudabuka omnyama isilo esahla safohloza segeza ngegazi labafo setheswa ngomkhonto kasha angezi kancane bafana nyamosha ngikho
ungakahambi tshela abalaleli ukuthi umculo wakho utholakala ngaphi ncuni.
Umculo wami utholakala kuwo wonke nje ama digital stores kubo Ditto Music, DistroKid, Spotify, AudioMac, YouTube, uyatholakala umculo wami. Kanti njalo enkundleni zokuxhumana ngikhona kuFacebook ngu-Alo the Rapper, iFacebook page yami ngu-Alo the Rapper, kuInstagram ngu-Alo the Rapper, kuTwitter nakhona ngikhona ngu-Alo the Rapper igama, nakuTikTok ngikhona igama ngu-Alo the Rapper.
Ngu-Alo the Rapper ebesikwethiselayo kulindliki kuhlelo Hoza Hoza Friday. Phela sonto elithukela kini lonke igama lami ngu-Ezra Jesus Banda.
I'm elevating my way to my faith. Last time I checked, China would tell her best big and love for me. My Jesus is the best. Keep it in goma, the color, but ballet. I take a bite and take it post to me. Now come back and all of your need. I'm elevating my way to my faith. The last time I checked, China would tell her best big and love for me. My Jesus is the best. Keep it in goma, the color, but ballet.
I'm a kind of opinion with show. Umune nkani nyafunga ngedlozi yekela uphaphu zofela amafufu soke bakumele kunjena bathusi phethe into esinda amadoda baqeda ukudla amathambi yabona ayisaba ukufi nokuhlalela ingozi shisa lo mthakati omsuse nomova angeke bakumele abolova emehlweni mbathela ngedust
phethe wakhulu-ke alo suko luhle mfowethu ake isikhathi asavumi lingakhohlwali livetalk iyalandela ngesikhathana esilandelayo. Olivalisayo ngenjabulo ngumthembo osithembayo uKip Stube. Lalelani iLive Talk yalandela khona manje.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa kuStudio 7
kusukela ngo-7:30 kusiya ku-8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 p.m. kusvika na 7:30 p.m.
Apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweShona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.